right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget that Arsenio Hall is here every Wednesday, so please, if you hate the show Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, at least tune in on Wednesday to hear Arsenio Hall. Always a funny guy, a real professional guy, and an interesting point of view on everything.
You all have been... I have no point of view. You all were really funny the other night, man.
What, Saturday night?
Moving on.
Anyway, the Commerce Casino, Arsenio's going to try to stop by, but he might be doing Jay Leno that night.
Yeah, I just found out that I'm doing Jay Leno Friday, right, Steve?
Friday?
Yes.
For sure? Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and your night is Thursday, right?
Thursday night, yeah. Can you come by?
I think now I'm available.
Now you have to, right? Yeah.
Wait.
Randy's
going nuts. I
got
to get babysit and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Where's the little blonde screener that used to take care of your kid?
Well, we had to move her out to make room for one of your 9 managers and agents that show up every night. I've never seen a guy show up with 3 lawyers, 2 managers, and 5 agents.
You know what? I'm trying to make sure I don't ever get a job.
Jesus
I got these guys
Christ.
Working on that. I got them negotiating my lack of employment.
This guy's lawyers here sit between his manager and his agent. His manager's agents don't talk to each other. His lawyers go back and forth. Jesus Christ, man.
Are you still negotiating my disappearance? My disappearance from show business. Okay, then. We going back on air. Shh.
All right. So the Commerce Casino with Arsenio Hall next Thursday.
Wait, Tim. Come on, man.
You go, dog.
I just found out what I'm doing Friday. The only reason I say that is
because... you have to prep for Arsenio to get your...
I might have to go to Comedy and Magic and go on stage and pretend like I'm talking to Jay.
Are you going
to
do stand-up on the Leno Show?
Oh, no. I'm just going to probably just sit and answer questions and discuss things going on in our society.
Right. Now, when do they pre-interview you for it?
They'll probably call me on Wednesday.
Right. Is that always nerve-wracking?
Yeah, because what you say on a Wednesday, and not because of anything they do, but what you say on a Wednesday might not be important or funny on Friday. On Friday, it might be, did you hear what happened to Jennifer Aniston again?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, she might have broken up again by then.
Yeah, that's true. But when you tell somebody to, like, one of the screeners for the Leno Show, and then you, like, tell them a story you think is great, do they ever give you, meh?
I actually had Johnny Carson's pre-interviewer do that when I was a young comic.
Is that right?
And you know, you have to kiss his ass because you want to get on.
Did you have to do your whole routine for them?
Oh, yeah.
You went on?
Oh, when you're a young comic, yeah. When you're doing stand-up, you stand, you say like, hey, the stuff at the concession stands when you go to a movie is really expensive. You know, recently I said, should I get some popcorn or take a vacation to the Bahamas? And the guy would look and say, I don't know about the punchline. Let's go with let's change it around, because he fathomed himself a comic. I think
was he a comic?
No. But here's the bottom line: the guy has had everybody from Freddie Prinze to Jay Leno come past his office, and I figured maybe.
Yeah, but so is the dry cleaners.
Well, yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and here's my thing: is I'm trying to get on the show. I'll tell this guy to kiss my ass in 10 years, but right now I'm gonna be like, yeah, maybe we change it from popcorn to bonbons. You know, will that make it work? Instead of buying popcorn, I get in my box.
Have you thought about what you're gonna wear on the Leno Show?
Well, you know me, I don't care about clothes. You know, clothes are unimportant to me.
Yeah,
and that's a real man's point of view.
Yeah, it's really right.
You know, it's about the jokes and about the dipstick.
So are the clothes laid out already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I got this little hat. Cute.
Match the glasses.
Hat. Oh, yeah, green glasses, little green alligator on the lime green hat. And it's, oh, yes, I'm all ready.
And what about the nails? Are they going
to... you know, I'm a buff these MFs. I'm going to make sure that if light hit these nails, Leno goes blind.
All right.
He's going to be...
All right. Next Thursday, Arsenio Hall, the Commerce Casino.
Maybe. You know what? If you let me practice my Leno shot in front of the people at Commerce.
Oh, you want to do that? Absolutely.
Oh,
isn't that a good idea?
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, I've heard some of Steckler's moments down there. I got a feeling they have no tolerance for stand-up. I would bet opening for Richie Havens would be easier.
Right.
You ever heard the old Richie bit?
No.
Oh, I'm going to bring it one day. Albert Brooks has a great bit about opening for Richie Havens. Right now, there are people saying, who are these people he's talking
about? Who are these guys? Richie Havens?
he's a musician.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but it's a classic bit about opening for someone really famous and having to go on before they come out. I've had that experience with Patti LaBelle, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, where people are looking at you like hoping you die in the middle of the next joke. I hope you die!
Get your ass out of there.
Yeah, no, those are gay Patti fans.
Who's the guy that sang American Pie?
Bye,
Don McLean.
Don McLean. There's a friend of mine. I won't mention his name, but he was doing stand-up at the time.
Okay.
And he was touring with Don McLean. Mm-hmm. Right? And evidently, they didn't get along, the two of them.
Okay.
Right? So on his last performance, I think his name, you know, I guess I can mention the guy's name. He's a very famous writer, and I think he's told this story on the air before. But as Andy Breckman, you know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he used to open for Don McLean and traveled with him. And they didn't get along, and on the last night he opened for him, he sang this whole song before Don McLean came out. And at the end of it, he goes, oh, he goes, dude, I didn't even think about this, but I bet Don will want to do this song. He's, I feel like such an a-hole. I just ruined it for him. God damn it, I should have thought of that. What did I think of that? I'm sure he's going to want to do this song. As a matter of fact, I've heard his act. I know he does this song.
I opened for Tina Turner once, and I used to go out and talk a lot about how I loved Ike. I got to work one date with her in Atlantic City, and when I got a talk show 10 years later, she never came on. She's the only person... Of course, other than OJ, that never came on.
All right, Commerce Casino on the 28th. Sign up on our website, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com. We are sorry, Gina. We didn't mean to cut into your time here, darling.
Oh, there's time to cut into? We don't just slide everything back 10 minutes?
All right, Gina in the news, everybody.
Yeah. Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
There's a lot of news tonight.
Gina,
yes.
Who sings that?
That was Michael Bolton.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
Okay, very quickly, guess who Michael Bolton used to babysit for?
Somebody
Paris I dated. Somebody I dated.
Oh, somebody you dated? Paris Hilton.
Paul Abdul. But Paris's feet are so... Paul Abdul.
Really?
Michael Bolton babysat for Paula Abdul.
Wow, look at you.
I would love the video from that. I'm sorry, Gina.
Please.
All right, Gina, what's going on with
listen
that
to
news?
More of those.
Gina, okay. What's going on with
Well,
that
in
news?
Olympic news, two hurdles stood between Lolo Jones and an Olympic gold medal when the Des Moines Roosevelt graduate clipped the top of the second-to-last hurdle with her lead foot and dropped from first to seventh place yesterday in the women's 100-meter hurdle final at National Stadium. Jones slid from the lead to next to last with a time of 12.74 seconds. And here we have some audio of Lolo lamenting about the outcome of the race.
All right, here we go. No win for Lolo.
About the middle of the part of the race, I felt myself pulling away from the pack, and the hurdles were just coming up so fast. And normally I can turn it over and just keep up with the rhythm, but I just couldn't do it today. You know, I usually hit a hurdle and mess up twice a year, and it just sucks. It was on the most important race of my life. It's heartbreaking, you know. I felt the gold around me, but it's hurdles, and if you can't finish the race, you're not supposed to be the champion.
Jesus. You know, that does suck. It's these guys work their asses off. They don't go out partying. They don't go out, late at night. They work out. They watch what they eat. They watch what they drink. They train. And then the one big shot you have, bang, you hit a hurdle and it's over.
Yeah, you hope the gold you feel around you won't be because you're wearing a cheap necklace.
I think she's pissed, though.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
She pretends like she's not. But I think she's pissed.
I don't think she'd be a great athlete if she wasn't pissed, you know?
Yeah. You know who I think is also pissed? The diver. Named Dong Dong. Don't you think going through life named Dong Dong has got to really make you crazy?
The irony is I changed Dong Dong to Arsenio. I was actually a kid in Cleveland named Dong Dong. But it was painful.
This diver is, first of all, he's a diver. right, to begin with. He's in a Speedo. And his last name is Dong. And his parents couldn't come up with anything other than Dong. Dong Dong.
Apparently George Foreman named this kid. I've used George 7 times. Plus, how about Dong Dong?
Plus, how many times in junior high did he get, hey, you want a ding dong dong dong? That's had to have happened 100 times a day.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Gina, what else is going on in that news?
Well, comedian and political commentator Bill Maher appeared on Larry King Live. The two found themselves bantering about several topics, including exactly why Maher is so happy that the United States is in a recession.
Oh, that's a fun guy. Here we go.
Whoa. He said to me, he loves the recession.
Larry.
Why?
Well, because I was driving over here, and I've driven over here many times. Traffic is light. You know?
Oh, I see.
People aren't out as much. The stores are empty. You go to the businesses are so happy to see you. Oh, have you noticed
you
that?
Get you get greeted, yeah.
Yeah, you walk into a restaurant and they're about to close. Not for you, my friend, please come in. They're just so happy to have anybody's business. That snotty attitude that businesses usually have, it goes right away. They could.
Good point. We love the recession.
All right, there he goes.
I think he has a good point. When gas was really high, I was never late getting here. You know,
right?
Roads were a little empty,
right? But it's, you know.
Oh, he's a humorist, Tim.
But that's what I understand. But it's a real low level observation.
Ouch.
You know, isn't it? I mean, you know. I don't know. Maybe well, it's
it was
what
enough
do I know?
To...
I'm a guy named Dong Dong who changed it to Arsenio, you know?
It was enough to convince Larry King, because by the end of that, it was, we love the recession.
I know. It just seems like it's, well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm an a-hole.
Gina kind of does a good Larry King.
Yeah.
So do we love the recession and do we not love the recession?
All right, Bill Maher, everybody. All right, what's going on with the news? Anything else? There,
yes,
Gina?
Well, the leading diocese of the Catholic Church of England and Wales, Friar Jeremy Davies, has written that promiscuity can lead to dire spiritual consequences. The 73-year-old diocese says that promiscuity is a form of sexual perversion and can lead to demonic possession. Friar Davies also warns against so-called New Age practices as well as spiritual healing practices derived from Eastern religions. And he says that Satan is responsible for having blinded most secular people to the dehumanizing effects of contraception, abortion, homosexuality, and human cloning.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you're close then, huh?
I am so very close to having to have an exorcism performed on me. Yeah.
You might have to have it tonight.
I might have to have it before the next break.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, man.
You never know.
It's really revealing. You can meet Gina next Thursday at the Commerce Casino. Guys, for the nuts out there.
I thought Jennifer Aniston was in a bad mood today.
Yeah.
Gina, whoa.
Man, oh, man. All right, what else is going on in that news?
Well, in sort of relation to that, 1 in 5 women in America are remaining childless throughout their lives, which is twice the proportion of a generation ago. A new survey from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that 20% of women aged 40 to 44 were childless. Now, this is up 10% from 1976. The Bureau's statistics give no clue as to whether U.S. women are consciously putting their careers first or are experiencing fertility problems, perhaps as a result of trying to become pregnant towards the end of their fertile years. But either way, many men out there are going to have to wait until their wives are good and ready to have the kids.
Oh, God.
Just FYI.
All right. There's a good idea. Yeah. Have them when you're 50. Eh. You know.
I have a friend who had a baby when she was 50, and the baby was born 7. The biggest, oldest, ugliest baby I've ever. 7 years old. Baby Jesus. Came out of the womb, went straight to school.
What do I hope in the hospital?
Old ass baby.
It's sad, though, because I have a friend whose mom is 60 and dad is, you know, 80 something. And she said her dad's only wish is that she would graduate college before he dies.
Oh,
like, that's
boy.
A lot of pressure to put on a little girl.
Yeah. I hope you graduate before I pass this stone.
Well, you know, my kid, I have a daughter who's going to be 3 in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured out over the weekend, I'm going to be 60 when she graduates high school.
Oh, yeah.
It's 15 years.
You know, sometimes I'm glad I'm not as good at math as
you
are. Because I'm older than you.
In 15 years, I'm going to be 60. And this is not going to be a happy 60. This is going to be a real rough 60.
A hard 60.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see you at the mall at 60.
Oh, I won't know who you are at 60.
You'll be walking too fast. At that point, you'll be mall walking. You won't even be there for Panda
You'll
Express.
Be farting on it with every step, you know? Damn. And pretending not to hear it. Yeah. What?
Hey, Tim!
Hey, how you doing?
Did your grandfather or grandmother ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother, at one point, farted with every step. And, you know, pretended she didn't hear it. You know. And it did that slow wave in back of her. You know, you guys want something to eat? Nah. That's cool.
I don't want what you had.
Yeah. All right, what else going on in the news, Gina?
Well, finally in world news, a cell phone ringtone has been launched in India to promote safe sex and tackle the growing HIV/AIDS epidemic. The condom a cappella song has been designed to break down India's reluctance to discuss condom use and to make wearing a condom more acceptable. Organizers of the campaign funded by the foundation set up by Microsoft mogul Bill Gates hopes the ringtone will become a craze among young Indians. And here we have an exclusive cut of the downloadable condom chant.
All right. Here we go. Condom chants, everybody.
Go, 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 go. Condom. Condom, 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 condom.
Any of your phones ringing?
Grab that.
Let it ring, Tim. I don't like the phone. If I liked the phone, I'd call my William Morris agent. You know what?
Oh, man.
Actually, you can tell the difference in my ring because mine is Lady Blacksmith Mombasa. And only two people will relate to that comment.
Do you have ringtones?
You know, I hate to say it, but and I if I was younger, I'd be comfortable saying this.
Right.
But when my phone rings, it's Lil Wayne. And that's just wrong.
It is Lil Wayne?
Yeah, my phone should be either ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Right.
You know, or, you know, one of those common ones. I should not have a milli.
You should sell your, you know, some of your sayings like, you know, you go dog.
Yeah, yeah. You
that
go dog.
That should be a ringtone.
That's not quite mine. And I tried to sing rings that make you go, hmm, which belongs to me, but no one gave a damn. And, of course, I tried to sell, you know, and
right.
That could be any guy.
Didn't work out.
It could be just any guy.
All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grey?
That's what's going on, Tim.
All right. The news with Gina, everybody. Look at that. Every single night at 9 o'clock. Tune in for News with Gina Grad.
The News with Gina Grad.
You know, say what you will about Michael Bolton, the man can write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
All right, we got to take a break here. Don't forget to sign up for the Commerce Casino event. It is on the website right now, 971freefm.com. It's a week from tonight. Is that? No, tomorrow night. Week from tomorrow night. All right.
Hey, Randy, Tim, please. Tim.
Yes.
Stephanie, Ohio, rest in peace.
Did she die for sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Stephanie Tubbs?
Yeah, Stephanie Tubbs Jones.
Man.
Wonderful Democrat, a lady who, her smile and her joy was contagious. She loved her work and has nothing to do with politics. Just a really nice lady from me and your dad's home state.
Oh, that's too bad, man. How old was she?
I think she was 58. If one more person die under 70,
yeah.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
It's, yo, I mean, Bernie, Isaac Hayes, Stephanie, and by the way, Tim, all black people.
Yeah.
We can talk about that when we come back.
Yeah.
White
it's
devil.
It's the man.
Something's up.
All right. He usually reserves that during for the commercial break.
I've never called you white devil on the air.
I know. It's just during the commercial break. When we come back, you white devil, you take line one. I'm like, all right, please, Arsenio. All right, it is Tim Conway, Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And there's a lot of people listen to this radio station, and a lot of people who recognize Arsenio Hall from
jail, cops.
His talk show, and from what I understand, you're about to... Are you ready to announce your next big move in show business yet?
It depends on whether we have to fill time. Otherwise, you know, let's work this into a topic.
All right.
I am doing something in the fall, though.
You are?
Yeah.
On Channel 13, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
I don't know yet. But it's going to involve funny stuff from the internet brought to television.
All right, excellent.
That's probably what it is. It's what it is.
And you're hosting it.
Yes. It's going to be like, you know how America's Funniest Videos presents funny videos?
Right.
Well, this is going to be like that version, but with web nuggets. I like to use the word nuggets because the network hates when I use the word junk.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But you know that funny stuff we send each other attached to emails, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be funny stuff on the web.
Cool. Excellent. And it'll be on, what, every night on Channel 13?
Yes, every night, three hours. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm practicing here with you. You know? It's going to be Wednesdays for 3 hours.
Wednesdays. What time? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock till 11.
8 o'clock Wednesdays. Is that the real time slot?
Well, there's an interlude where Flavor Flav will rap, and then we'll come back with more internet nuggets.
Right. I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be the one night we can watch it on TV here, too,
you know,
on Wednesday nights.
We've watched worse.
All right. We are talking in the studio. I have a couple of buddies who have done very well for themselves. And they're both very wealthy guys in their 40s, and they're both getting married. One's engaged, the other one has a wedding planned. And I'd like the audience to tell me and tell Arsenio why wealthy guys get married, because I don't get it. I really don't.
Hey, man, the Howard Stern move surprised me.
Yeah, I don't understand it, man. He's worth, well, what is he worth? He's got to be worth $300 million.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe easy.
2 to 3?
Easy.
Because he's probably spent some money.
Now, he's found a beautiful, nice girl, so maybe that works. But I know some people that seem to force the square marriage into the round hole.
I don't get it, though. I mean, if somebody has, you know, a mansion in Beverly Hills, they got a couple of private jets, they own their own business, and they get hot chicks all the time, what's the reason to get married at 45?
So if you were sitting on a couple billion and had a plane,
right,
nice little G6 with Tim on the wing.
Well, but I'm a different... You
cut me off when I call you, like, hey, you're not making me sleep in a hotel tonight. No, don't ask me that question.
Unless you give me that American Express, the story's ending there. No, but I have a young kid. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about these guys who are 45 who have kids in college.
Right.
They're gone.
Right.
You know, they're no longer living with the little wee they enjoyed, you know, since high school, and they get divorced and then they get married again. I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah. You know, I think some people want to succeed at that institution. Aren't we taught at a very early age that that's where we're supposed to end up? My dad's a Baptist preacher. My dad was a Baptist preacher. He used to preach that a man is not complete without a woman. And I heard that all my life.
And you bought it.
I ain't effing with it.
So you're not complete?
I've never.
So you feel guilty about that?
Well, probably.
You do?
Probably.
Are you going to get married?
Are you going to use this show to announce
your marriage tonight?
I'm not that guilty. I'm not quite that guilty. But I would like to have a contest if you want to try to find me a fiance.
Absolutely. Are you dating anybody right now?
Huh? Am I dating anyone?
Yeah.
Am I dating anyone?
Are we going to be in the same hotel tonight?
Tim! Oh, my friend Tim.
Yeah, we're watching TV, and every time you turn up and look at the TV, there's some chick that Arsenio has been with. I'm not talking about gymnastics.
Because we know those girls are even younger than I want a woman to be. The Chinese girls, I saw a Chinese girl doing balance beam and Chris Hansen walked past. And I'm like, these girls are young. These girls. Chris is like, hey, what are you doing with that rope and that tape? I'm a trainer.
Yeah, they've got bubble yum on their breath. You know, they're like 11 years old up there. All right, if somebody could explain to us, maybe the rest of the audience, why do wealthy guys get married? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You got a big house. You got a couple of jets. You got yourself a ton of dough. You never have to work again. You go into Vegas. You go to Tahoe. You go to the Super Bowl. You go to the World Series. You travel around. You enjoy yourself. Why get married?
Tim, late at night, you can't talk intimately about your innermost feelings with your banker.
Yeah, I know, but you can get a real hot chick to listen. You know? You know the routine, dude.
Well, I don't,
you've been a single guy forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You've never been married.
Nah, I don't mess with it.
It's not going to happen.
Nah. And you know what? I'm not like this. It didn't take me a bunch of times to figure it out.
Right.
Look at that.
You know, my 101 was decided very early on.
How old were you when you said F it?
You know, my dad had a talk with me when I was 16. I think at that point, I was finished. Because, you know.
So the preacher talked you out of getting married.
Have you ever had a married person talk to you and say, you know what? I remember one time. Oh, I can't mention his name. I was about to be a stupid thing I was about to do. There are people married that would look at you and say, if you don't have to, brother, don't do it. Have you ever had a married friend say, don't you do it?
Right. I know. All right. Here are the phone numbers. Why do wealthy guys get married? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday, so please tune in to the show to hear Arsenio.
Oh, yeah.
And occasionally see him when we webcast.
Those are fun, man. I enjoy the webcasts.
I got to share this with you because I just found this out today. But in the history of 97.1, and this station goes back how many years? 60 years? 70 years?
Oh, yeah, for KLSX, about 60 years.
Probably more than that. But in the history of this station,
right,
there has never been as many people watching a show on the web as we had last Wednesday.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a reason for that. Most people thought I was dead.
You know? Arsenio like, Tubbs.
Yeah, it was like 80,000 people saying, no, I swear to God, sign on. Is your modem working? He's alive.
Well, it was a lot of people with dial-up.
I had a lady at the airport who was determined to talk to me about my tax problem. I'm like, lady, I am not Wesley. I swear to God, I'm not Wesley. Oh, you're just going to be an ass. I'm just not Wesley. I'll talk to you about my tax problems. I have none. She, you know, that's when you think, I got to take that show at my 13.
Oh, yeah.
Because she followed me. She was like, okay, always bet on black. I'm not Wesley. I didn't do Passenger 57.
All right, gang. Why do these wealthy guys get married? Let's talk to Ray and Cerritos. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Hey, Arsenio. What's going on?
What's up, man? Talk to us.
Hey, you know what's funny is that we all just, you know, because we just basically focus on the fact that these guys are going to have to pay out these huge, you know, these huge payouts when they get divorced. So we get so caught up with that, like, oh, you know, Paul McCartney had to pay out $46 million. So we're so concerned with, like, him, you know, having to pay that out. So you think, like, well, he's an idiot. What did he get married for, you know, 4 years ago and then have to pay out $46 million? But we forget to realize that, you know, he's pretty close to a billionaire. And with Arsenio, I'm sure you agree with me, because if the money that was around right now was around back when you had the Arsenio Hall show, just imagine if you were like Jay Leno being paid, you know, $1 million an episode. If you're if your chick...
How long you been in show business,
right?
Good caller. Oh, but listen. If your chick was going to take you for $5 million, Arsenio would be like, yeah, that's Monday through Friday last week. You know what I mean? That would be it, and you would be over it. So if you got married...
But I'm not talking about the alimony. I'm talking about why they get married. They have...
The reason why they get married is because... because there's an arrogance behind it. Just like Donald Trump, you start thinking, okay, well, I got close to $1 billion. I'm sure he's not probably a billion liquid, but he's like a billion on paper. And he probably thinks, like, you know what? Everybody thinks, like, oh, I'm a billionaire. I don't have to get married. I could be like a Hugh, a Hugh Hefner.
But, dog, look, first of all, like Shaq has a lot of money. And the only thing liquid with him last time I saw him was what was in his pants. Shaq is so upset about what he's going through. I don't care if you got 50 million, you just don't want to give up 25. But more importantly, I think as a man, I want to succeed at anything I approach. And I don't think I can make marriage work.
That's, well, good for you. I mean, you know that at the ripe age of 16, right? Mike and Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1.
Guys are stupid.
Yeah, that's it.
Talking about really the show stupid. Or just guys in general?
No, your show's great.
Oh, thank you.
They're awesome. And I'll tell you, I listen to you guys all the time. I even thought Teresa Strasser had some good chops when she's with you. Much more realistic, down to earth. She's terrible on Adam's show. You guys are great together, very natural, and add a lot. I listen to your show all the time. I'm a fan.
You know, that's what Arsenio says about Teresa, but I disagree with him. I think she's great on both shows.
I don't really think she's great on both shows.
No, I think she's great, and so does
Arsenio.
I gotta bring
a Glock to the studio from now on because you keep attributing.
Another one?
Tim?
Hey, listen, let me ask you something off the topic here.
Sure.
Don't you agree that Arsenio Hall should be doing radio 5 nights a week or 5 mornings a week or 5 middays a week?
Arsenio, you're very natural doing just what you're doing now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me put you on hold there and ask my good friend Arsenio, why is it that you don't do it 5 nights a week
Tim,
or 5 days a week or 5 mornings a week?
Why do you want to have business negotiations on the air? What are we doing?
Because, see, now this is something that Arsenio does not want to talk about, and I feel like an a-hole. But
okay.
Arsenio and I were offered a huge morning slot in New York.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to do radio together.
But first of all, that would have involved us taking, unless we do syndicated radio and it includes New York, we would have had to take our families to the East Coast.
I know. But we talked about how great that would be.
Yeah, I guess.
It was enough money where you get a big apartment right off Central Park, enjoy ourselves, have some pizza, go to the Knicks games.
Maybe see Kimora. Hey, Tim, there's Kimora Simmons.
And
I'm so glad we moved cross country.
And Arsenio said, "I can't go." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "I would just have to take Magic Johnson with me."
I don't even know what that means. what does that even mean?
I don't know. We're good friends with him or something. Maybe you guys own a Starbucks together.
Oh, my God. I'm taking Gary Coleman with me if I go to the East Coast.
Yeah, why does he have all the Starbucks and the TGI Fridays? And
Gary?
No.
Well, see, Gary's a good businessman.
No, Magic.
Magic. You know, Magic is a great business. As a matter of fact, there is a Magic Johnson tampon that he's about to start to market. Magic is into everything. Theaters.
Right.
Of course, coffee.
TGI Fridays.
He owns part of the Lakers. And when this tampon hits, because, I mean, that's one thing that everybody got to use. Well, every woman.
Yeah.
Every woman under a certain age.
It's, I don't even mind getting, radical indigestion at TGI Fridays because it's Magic's, If it wasn't Magic's, I'd feel
so
terrible.
Like, I have terrible gas, but the Magic Wings, gotta have them.
We gotta get a city in one of these Starbucks. All right, we gotta take a break here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall.
You want things for me? I don't want for myself, Tim. I want a coffee bean.
we'll get you one.
I like a Maui Wowie.
Get you the coffee bean on Reseda and Ventura.
Right on.
You go to that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that one, and I like the one next to the El Pollo Loco near Winnetka.
Yes. I like that El Pollo Loco, too, under that In-N-Out.
Hey, man, they got a salad in there that'll make Nobu bite his mama.
All right. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Pop rockin' in Howard Johnson, Sheraton.